You are listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ryak this week. This Saturday, the Cherokees of Northern Central Valley will host the 8th annual All Nations Native Craft Fair in West Sacramento. Joining us today is Tonya Elliott, Dr. Shirley Rowland, Gwen Cochran, Valerie Ritalik, and Brandy Leonard of Ochagea, a Native American women's drum group which performs songs in Cherokee. They'll be performing at the craft fair, and they're here to talk about that as well as their music. And welcome all of you to Insight. It's terrific to have you here in studio.
Thank you.
How long have the members of Ochagea been performing together?
Wow, off and on, about 14 years.
About 14 years. Mm-hmm. And if I could just bring you into the microphones just a little bit closer so that we can hear you loud and clear. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. How did the group get started?
It was started by a woman by the name of Barbara Warren, who is our former drum keeper. She's one of our elders, and she wasn't able to be here today, unfortunately. But so Gwen Cochran and Barbara Warren were two of the founding members of Ochagea. And Shirley's been around from the beginning as well. Okay, mm-hmm. And Shirley as well, yeah.
Wow, so what was it like back then when you came together? Was it, first of all, is it traditional for the music groups to be separated by gender?
No, it's not traditional that women sit at the drum for a lot of tribes. So we women, Ochagea, came together out of a hand drum group that we played hand drums. And one day we were sitting around and we said, well, we need to do a mother drum. And we kind of said, oh, this would be fun. And so that's kind of where we got our start. It was just coming from our hand drums into the mother drum, which is the large drum. And from there, Ochagea just kind of evolved into what we are today.
And from the beginning, Shirley, did you choose to sing in both Cherokee and English?
Absolutely. One of our purposes is to carry on the language. Our language is dying out due to the fact that us elders are dying out. And so there is language preservation programs throughout the Cherokee Nation and the Eastern Band Cherokee. And we women have also decided that this is one of the things that we wanted to do with our music is to carry on the Cherokee language.
Tonya, do you find that people are surprised that there are Cherokees in California? Because I think most people think of Cherokees in Oklahoma and in North Carolina and those regions.
Indeed. Well, due to Indian relocation, there are a lot of Native people in California that are from other places.
Right.
But yeah, so we're also affiliated with the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma. At least California Cherokees are the CNCV group. So we do get to go back and engage in cultural immersion experiences there. So,
would you call the music that you all perform traditional?
Not necessarily. It's not traditional.
I heard a whisper of a
no,
yes.
Gwen says
and then
yes. the language, yes. The sitting at a drum, yes. But for women, not necessarily. So, and this is our way of bringing women together to not just learn the language, but also to have a way of interrelating, with our values system and teaching the next generation about our Cherokee values.
There are other Native American musical groups in Northern California doing similar work, of course. Do you collaborate with these other musicians?
Absolutely. Yes, we do.
Uh-huh. Tell us about that.
It's those women, April Goforth and her group.
I'm going to pull you into the mic just a little bit. They've been around for
a long time, and April Goforth is one of our mentors.
Oh, okay. And inspirational and
yes.
Adds to what we then hear and what we will now hear. If I can give you a moment to get into position and perform for us, what will we be hearing?
The first song we're going to sing is called Beautiful World. Osta Alenitoa means that this is a beautiful life and life is good. So that's the first song we're going to sing.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
Will this be in both English and Cherokee?
Mostly in Cherokee.
Uh-huh. All right. One of the songs you'll be performing this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll be quiet now. I hope that the people listening on the radio get the same sensation of the drum beat that washes over you as you sit here and listen. That's part of the whole process of the song, is it not?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Yes. And I'll need one of you to come back over to the microphone so that we can hear your responses. But this will be, well, let me first reintroduce everyone. Tonya Elliott, Dr. Shirley Rowland, Gwen Cochran, Valerie Ritalik, and Brandy Leonard is who you just heard there performing, all members of the group Ocha Gaya, and they'll be performing at the All Nations Native Craft Fair this weekend. And this will be the 8th annual fair, as I understand. For people who haven't been, what can they expect?
See lots of arts and crafts that are handmade.
Uh-huh.
Traditional arts and crafts.
And is there, does the fair have a rule that it must be handmade? Because, you know, sometimes you go to the different weekend craft fairs and stuff, and I wonder,
yes.
You know, how do I know this is authentic?
I don't know that it's necessarily a rule, but
yes, it is.
It is? Okay, Shirley says it is. But it, definitely there's a culture of the kind of people that we know and that we invite into these events that some of the art, the crafting is just exquisite. I mean, beautiful. And most of them will have a card that will have their tribal number on the back or something like that. But they're all handmade. Yeah.
I mentioned the beat of the drum creating a sensation. And Tonya, I know you are the official drum keeper.
I am.
Tell us a little bit about that role.
Well, I mentored under Barbara Warren for a number of years before I took on the role, which is traditional in anyone who carries a drum. So that was quite an experience. And then all of these women, so Ocha Gaya means we women in Cherokee, and all of the women who sit at our drum, would have to support that decision of who becomes the next drum keeper. And so we're a very tight-knit family. Oriented, just we call each other sisters, but my job is to actually take care of the drum itself and to play a leadership role. But we are pretty much self-governed in terms of how we relate with one another.
I always find it fun to share like behind the scenes moments that listeners don't always, have access to. And when we were setting up for the different musicians and such that were going to be here today, the drum could not stay here in the studio. You brought the drum back out with you.
I did.
And so it really is a close relationship with this drum you have. It can't really be out of your sight.
No.
That is correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So even though it's not as traditional for women to carry drums, I can't get into those reasons why we do, but we do now. But some of those traditions actually came from the men's drums as well. So they have similar types of protocol where, we believe that the drum has a spirit and that there's energy and medicine in that. And so as a drum keeper, it's my job to be responsible for that.
That's a big role.
It can be.
That you don't take lightly.
No, I don't.
No. Are you involved in organizing the event this weekend, or you are right over here? Yes.
Yes, I'm a member of the Cherokee's Northern Central Valley, and we are the ones that host the All Native Craft Show every year. This year, we've had to find a new location, and we will be at 905 Drever Street in West Sacramento at the VFW due to reasons that we could not continue to meet in Roseville at the Maidu Center.
I see.
The council members are the ones that put this on, and I am a former council member and an advisory to the council today. And so I have been working closely with them to get this organized and set up. We will also have the California dancers there, the youth group. The dancers will be joining us also at the craft fair. It's not just a craft fair. We do opening ceremony. We have traditional cultural stuff that goes on throughout the day during the craft show. And yes, everything is handmade. We say we don't want anything from Japan. The crafts are all native craft. Everything from art. The West Sac Art Guild is joining us this year to be a part of our craft show. So we'll have some wonderful art as well as the handmade gifts.
And that's Dr. Shirley Rowland, one of the founders of Ocha Gaya, who we had the pleasure of listening to here. The rest of the group is Tonya Elliott, Gwen Cochran, Valerie Ritalik, and Brandy Leonard. Thank you so much for joining us here in the studio today. We really appreciate it. And we'll have more information about the craft fair, of course, on our website at capradio.org/insight. And you are listening to Insight here on your NPR station, Cap Radio.
Ocha Gaya Doja Noginaku.
Ski.